The Battle for New Orleans. The women had been arriving all day. As evening approached, their anxiety increased. They were mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters, all now huddled together before an unfamiliar image of Our Lady and her son. They gathered in the relatively new chapel of an Ursuline convent staffed by foreign nuns. These females, united only by their doubts, uncertainties, and fears, poured out plaintive, even desperate, pleas at the foot of the statue amid many tears and moans.
Mommy, I'm scared.
There, there. Come in, dear child. There is still plenty of room.
God bless you, sister.
I'm not Catholic, but my Jacob is out there waiting to fight. He's only a farmer, and now I'm all alone.
You are most welcome here.
Sister, what will happen to us?
We must pray with great hope to the Mother of our Savior.
Their sons, husbands, brothers, and fathers were average, common men. Fishermen, farmers, riverboatmen, merchants, and frontiersmen. All ordinary men who had been called by providential fate to an extraordinary task. They had been called to defend and protect the city of New Orleans from a large, well-trained, superbly equipped British army. The British, encouraged by their recent victory over Napoleon's forces, had turned their attentions to the United States. First, they raided its capital, Washington, D.C. They set fire to the White House and attacked Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, their plan was to conquer the central portion of the U.S. by attacking Louisiana. To accomplish this end, the British sent the elite of their army and navy, no strangers to victory at the point of a sword or the barrel of a gun. In December of 1814, the invasion force arrived 9 miles below the city of New Orleans. Throughout the month, skirmishes were held to test the best possible attack route and to discover the city's defenses. By January, the English had determined that there were only 6,000 men available to protect New Orleans, and these men were not professional soldiers. What match would this American rabble be for the 20,000 British militia, well educated in military victory on so many bloody battlefields of glory? The British felt that the battle for New Orleans would hardly require more than a brief tactical exercise. Word of their impending doom quickly spread throughout the city, while General Andrew Jackson, later to be elected President of the United States, hurriedly planned his desperate defense. He sent his personal messenger to the Ursuline Convent in New Orleans to request prayers for their success.
General Jackson urgently requests the most fervent prayers of your community in our present dire need.
The evening of January 7th came, along with the news that the British were about to attack. So now, the women of the city were gathered together in this Ursuline chapel before the statue of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. They prayed throughout the night. At dawn, the cannon fire could be heard coming from the nearby Chalmette plantation. As the reality of the war crashed in about them, terror intensified their supplications, which became even more fervent. They all feared the worst, but by a special grace obtained for them by the Mother of God, they continued to hope for the impossible. That morning, in the midst of Holy Mass, a courier suddenly rushed into the chapel. He quickly drew all attention to himself, as the women's dread feared the news which he carried. Clinging to their hearts, though, remained a hope in their prayers to their mother and queen. The courier stopped abruptly in the center of the chapel and loudly blurted out the startling news.
We've won! We've won! It's already over! Thanks be to God, we have won!
The British had been quickly and completely defeated. A Te Deum was immediately intoned amid a joyous litany of grateful tears and jubilant cries. The details of the victory were stunning beyond belief. The British had suffered extraordinary casualties. One British writer commented, "They fell like blades of grass beneath the scythe." Even more miraculous, the American forces suffered precious few injuries. The British withdrew and made no further attempts to take the city. Mary had obtained the impossible victory over a very large, coordinated, well-equipped, and seemingly invincible enemy, with merely a small band of weak, untrained, ill-equipped defenders. Everyone had hoped against hope to somehow escape death and destruction. But no one was prepared for the miraculous victory Our Lady had planned in response to their confident prayers. General Jackson himself admitted that his victory was completely due to divine intervention, and he himself went in person, together with his staff, to thank the sisters of the Ursuline Convent and Our Lady of Prompt Succor.
I know it was God who defeated the British, and that it was the prayers offered to heaven from your chapel that obtained this stunning victory.